Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North State. How are you doing? Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I have to say, you know, normally I'm pretty comfortable being here behind the mic, but this is our first time where Linda and Carl have flown the coop and put us in control of the airwaves for two full hours.
Yes.
And
let's wave the flag, James. Wave the flag.
So for those of you that have tuned in this morning to listen to Linda and Carl and get your politics on, unfortunately, you're going to be a little disappointed because that's not who we are, and that's okay. So this is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine and
Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And we're here today filling in at the last minute, and hopefully wherever Linda and Carl are, they're having a good time. So we are going to do our best to fill 2 hours of airtime. We do have...
We got this, James. We got this.
We have a couple people already in the studio. Yvonne Mazzotta is here with us this morning, and she's going to be... talking about Olivera's honeybees and hobby day. Good morning, my dear.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Yep. And then we have Carlo, or also known as Henry, or Henry Carlo, Carlo Henry, from the Art Hunger. And he's in studio already, and we've just kind of got them a little bit lined up. And good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Everybody is... We all sat around. There's only one person in the room that's a morning person. You could probably
it's
tell.
Me. It's me.
Tell by her.
I think Carlo is too. I mean,
tell by.
It's a Monday. So.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, just being here all the time with Linda and Carl, I know there's all these things that we're supposed to do. Read ads for their advertisers. Talk about the weather. Things like that. So we will.
I have the weather pulled up whenever you're
ready.
Oh,
oh my gosh, you're a miracle from. From the command station, let's go.
First of all, I do want to wish you a happy National School Librarian Day.
Oh, I did not know. And you know, over at Enjoy the Store, we have candles. They're called the Good Stink. And we actually have one that's called Library. It smells
perfect.
Like old books.
I love that. That is like one of my favorite smells. But our weather today, we're currently looking at 55 degrees outside with a 60% showers today in Redding, California, with a high of 68 degrees. Our chances for rain will decrease throughout the rest of the day. And tonight we'll be down to only 30% in the evening, and then overnight into the morning it'll clear up with a low of 43 degrees. We're looking at a beautiful day tomorrow of 74, and then it gets warmer after that. 89 on Wednesday, 94 on Thursday, 90 on Friday. So
oh,
if you have any spring cleaning that is outdoors, do it tomorrow.
Lord, it's happening. I was kind of hoping we were just going to get stuck in this cycle for some reason.
It has been gorgeous.
It has been. Yeah, it's been an amazing spring thus far.
There's still a chance for a rainy rodeo.
Is there?
Well, you never know.
We've had that before. Yeah,
yeah,
so here we are at top of the hour, and this hour is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines with only one stop. Get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest for flying to Seattle to take the Alaska cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. This has been a really great thing that's been happening for us here. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with Mr. Jim Wadley, who's the airport manager, because he's a mover and a shaker. And he has done a great job with his team fulfilling a lot of our dreams here in Redding and having many, many flights, leaving Redding to good destinations where there's tons of connections to get all over the world. And Alaska Airlines is an awesome carrier. So thank you, Jim, for your hard work. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this. We'll just probably talk through this till our first break and then introduce Yvonne once again. But we are here with Enjoy Magazine, and we are already way into the April issue. This is issue 187. Love the cover, Rhonda.
It's a pretty cool cover, yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Took a little work to get
it
there.
It did. It's Crystal... Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she took the photo, and I just love it. I think it's beautiful. The horse is gorgeous.
Is amazing, yeah.
The really cool part about that is he sold his horse, and so he was really excited to have the cover because it's a great memory for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we did just send him a gift crate
from the store with all kinds of
cowboy stuff. So anyway, Guts and Swagger, a roundup and
shoots and
Swagger.
Oh. Shoots oh. and Swagger.
Well, Guts words.
Yeah. How did I see Guts, man? That's what I've been thinking. It's my gut. Shoots and Swagger, roundup.
Get it?
And
get
shit.
It?
Yeah. So this is this issue is obviously an homage to the rodeos that we're getting ready to come into at spring. For all of us that live here, this is a part of our culture and history in Redding, Red Bluff in the North State. So it's time, and it's always a good time. So anyway, so pick up your latest issue of Enjoy, and it's obviously filled with tons and tons of things. There's some articles in here that a lot of people have had interest in. There's one in here on some trails and stuff that I've had a bunch of people already coming into the store asking for coffees because they want to do the trail or do something about the trail, and I probably need to get better acquainted with what's inside. I'm going to actually hand the issue over to you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for, you know, coming in at this time because I'm already on the next
issue. Well, that was
issue.
My point, yeah.
You know, so I'm reading all the stories, so I'm confused now.
You're confused as well.
Yeah, I get confused with what we've got going on, but I do know when I was putting it together, it was a really good issue.
Now it is. So a lot of people don't realize what Enjoy really does all the way around. So by nature, our core business, we're a marketing and advertising agency. That's how we actually came to be. We were originally called In-House Marketing and Design. And we wanted to take our talents and figure out what we could do as a group of people. To do something that would be fun for us as artists, as designers, as writers, as photographers, and use those talents to be able to somehow showcase or uplift our community, right? And so the concept of a city magazine was born, and then it went through many iterations to become Enjoy. And then we realized, you know, Redding is still a fairly small market, or was even back then when we started in, 2006?
Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting, too, is that we started in a downed economy, kind of like what's happening now, in that we wanted to uplift this community and get our attitude right. And it came from being at KMS, mm-hmm. because we used to bring people around town and show them our beautiful community, and they would leave just feeling so uplifted, and we thought, we want to bring this to our actual community and share it with the majority of the people that are here and bring them here. And James was always our tour guide, if you will, so he would take them all over the North State, and that's really where the dream of Enjoy came from.
Yeah, and you know, there was a long, you know, Redding's always been a great and beautiful place, but there's been a long spell since I moved here when I was, I think, 5 and went to school out in Bella Vista, Mrs. Collins' first grade class. there's always been, obviously, a lot of people that have had a lot of negative feelings towards Redding as far as, like, there's nothing to do here. And I'm sure at some point that kind of probably felt that way, but what we really wanted to do was to really showcase and share with people that that's not true at all, that there's plenty to do. You just need to turn that frown upside down and look into your community to find that there's plenty to do. And there are plenty of amazing people, and there are plenty of amazing things being, you know, made here. And so that's kind of where Enjoy came to be born, was to showcase everything that's good in our community. And it has stood this test of time through, you know, multiple ups and downs. And so we're very proud of that. But with that said, you know, we are a lot of our other business has taken a back seat, the marketing side of our business. We've worked with a lot of incredible companies and people throughout Northern California and actually all over the world with our marketing business. And so 2022, we have made the commitment to kind of bring the marketing side of our business back.
It's called Enjoy Creative.
Enjoy Creative, yep. And, you know, continue to focus, obviously, on the magazine because that's such an important part. It's actually rebranded who we are and from going from in-house to Enjoy. And then we obviously have Enjoy the Store, which we are super proud of. And we'll talk a little bit more probably throughout the first 2 hours about hops and shops and, you know, all the things that are happening in downtown. But my point is that now, you know, our community is almost overrun with things to do. There are so many things that that there are to do. It sometimes, if you are a creative person, and Henry can attest to this, you almost, you know, I mean, you do them, right? But it's almost hard to find a slot to put something in where it's not double and triple booked with other things that are going in the community.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like people were expecting to have and asking to have something, uh-huh. and there's, I don't know, like, I feel we've been giving stuff to the community to something to do. Uh-huh. Like, this weekend was super busy. People were enjoying themselves. And listening to you talk about the how this began, your magazine and your store and all that, it's just trial and error. Like, uh-huh. I haven't been doing this for that long as you guys, but it takes rebranding, mm-hmm. restructuring, and kind of learning what people want so mm-hmm. you can best give these things to them.
Yeah, feed them spoons of sugar versus vinegar. Anyway.
I like that, though, putting your ear to the ground and making sure that you know or learn from your own community of what they're wanting.
Yeah. So we got a lot more to discuss, talk about, get into, but we are going to already take our first break. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and don't go from Vegas.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by.
Where's my hat of fruit? I need my big hat of fruit.
Enjoy yourself. Oh, this is a new song. Yay, thank you. You'll have to tell us after the break what this is. Because, or you can tell us.
Yeah. That was Doris Day.
That was Doris Day.
Enjoy yourself.
Ah, that's a new theme song for a show, Rhonda. Welcome back, everybody. Again, my name is James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And you're listening to KCR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. And we are filling in for Linda and Carl this morning. And we thank them for the opportunity, and it's a lot of fun to come into the studio and stuff. So this portion of the show is brought to you by?
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. It's Redding's dish premier local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. With Dish, you get TV's only two-year price guarantee. Call 241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Other restrictions may apply.
Well, thank you for that, Vanna.
Good job, Yvonne.
I know. We're so archaic. Just keep it, because I just hired you. So when we left, we were still talking a little bit about Enjoy Magazine and its evolution. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is that we are, I think this is our third Reading City Guide. So we have ventured into a new publication called Enjoy City Guide Reading, California. This is something that we are planning on working to expand through other communities. And this guide is under an evolution and a constant change. And it's a little bit of a unique beast because it is print, but it's kind of also hybrid in the sense that everything is small, short snippets on people, places, and businesses, things that will help you guide if you're from out of town. This is a great piece to send to friends and family if they're going to do a visit.
I think the beauty of it, too, is it's an advertorial, so we ask questions, and they're able to answer it. So it comes from
the advertisers.
You know, the advertisers. Yeah. So it comes from them and exactly what their business is about. So you get that kind of heart part of their business.
And so it's super supported on the digital side of things, so you'll get a small snippet about the business, and then it obviously tells you to go to the website to get more information. And at that point, at the website is where you can get more information or a full story on the business, but along with anything else that they want to provide as far as if it, it contains some type of a buy, you know, promotion, video, audio, that kind of stuff. So we intend on also expanding the platform for a lot of, at some point, guided adventures, tours, and things like that. Obviously, it's a Reading guide, and it will have, obviously, Reading content, but a lot of these things, adventures and things like that, would obviously take you out of the area to the glorious places that make the North State, you know, i.e. Mount Shasta, the mountains, the caves, the waterfalls, all that kind of stuff. So we're super excited about this. So this is the, what is this? This is Volume 3, Winter 2021, spring 2022. Again, this is another piece that we're producing, every 6 months. And so we are thick into the cycle for the next issue. If it's something that you have interest in with your business, or you have an idea or something, feel free to reach out to us, because we'd love to hear what you have to say and all kinds of feedback that we need to make these things successful. Also, another really cool thing that people don't realize is we have become part of the Edible Community, which is a organization that was created just about the same time that Enjoy was, and it was interesting, but we watched their business grow as they watched our business grow, and then they had some really great success with their publication being being somebody brought me some water, obviously I'm sounding very froggy. They had some really great success with people like Martha Stewart and things like that reached out and saw their publication, and so they exploded and grew. And so it's called Edible Communities, and it is a magazine that's really dedicated to food culture, field to fork kind of stuff, small farming, sustainable farming, and everything in between that has to deal with food. So this organization has around 90 licenses throughout North America, both U.S. and Canada, and we are proud to say that Enjoy Magazine is now one of the largest edible licenses, and we have put together what's called Edible San Joaquin Valley. So we were super excited to see that a territory was available in the breadbasket of the world, and so that's launched, and we are working very hard to build that business throughout the San Joaquin Valley. So, again, opportunities abound even for local businesses here for advertising in that market, because our territory goes basically from south of Sacramento all the way to Kern County, which is Bakersfield. And there's almost 6.5 million people in that territory that we cover. So super proud of our team and all the things that we're doing there. And then, obviously, we have Enjoy the Store, which is a great addition to our business and to our local artisan community. And then Movies in the Park, which, unfortunately, I do want to say, last year we had a little bit of a tragedy in our nonprofit arm of our business. We were hit by a car, and our movie trailer was totaled, and we had some severe damage to our projector and one of our subwoofers. So for those of you that do know Enjoy Movies in the Park, obviously we and the community take care of putting together free movies in the park all summer long. And this year, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that, because we are having some difficulties reaching to agreements on replacing equipment for us for our event with insurance and stuff. So we've been encouraged by many other people that attend our movies to start some funding pages to see if we can help maybe get some movies under our belt this summer. So it's called Enjoy Movies in the Park Rebuild, and we have two locations you can go to, a GoFundMe account, and then the other one is Give Send Go, I believe it is. Feel free if you want to donate and bring Movies in the Park back. We have quite a bit of money that we need to raise to replace what we lost. Unfortunately, the projector is a really big spend, but we will claw our way back, so to speak. And
you can find the where you can donate on our Facebook page, on the Movies in the Park Facebook page, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I need to also.
And nobody was hurt in the accident, just so everybody knows, because we get that question.
That's the most important thing. Thank you. Yeah. But it was our son's first accident.
Yeah. Hopefully his last.
I know. He called in a panic. What do I do? And we were like, just first take a deep breath. Are you okay?
Family business.
Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. Are the other people okay? Yes, they're okay. Okay. Oh, everything's then truly okay. So, yes, thank you for that. So what else? Before we kind of get into our first guest, I think we'll probably take one more break, and then we'll come back and introduce you, Yvonne, and you can talk about the gloriousness that you
The buzz.
The buzz. Hey, you'll give us the buzz, the breakdown. All right, we'll do that. So everybody sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sleep on, me. Don't wake up. Can't believe what just happened.
Ooh, this one makes me want to feel like I'm floating. Good morning, North State. I always love that. It's my favorite part of coming on the show is the music, the intro, or the comeback music. Again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'd love to introduce you to my very favorite and special person today.
But first.
But first, she's going to do a little read-in for us.
So this segment is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
Cornerstone
Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, one block south of Jack's Grill, 150 East Cypress Avenue at Hempstead, across the street from Lithia Chevrolet. We are excited to announce that our East Cypress branch will be relocating to 192 Hartnell Avenue in spring of this year.
It's open now.
Is it? Uh-huh. Okay. You can also visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward, but they also have an Anderson location. It's 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson, and we have the pleasure of actually doing some of their branding. So
yeah,
they do beautiful. I mean, they do great work.
It's very heartfelt.
Our community, yeah,
with what they love to promote. Yeah, yeah. So nice work. Anyway,
A reader.
You're a reader.
And you know, just so you know, they do have a live portrait this month in the magazine. So you can
right.
see a video. If you go to our magazine and you put your camera, if you have to download live portrait, and then you can put your camera on that and it'll take you to their commercial.
Yeah, and one thing I want to make clear is the app that we use called Live Portrait is free. You can get it in your App Store or Android Store or Play or Android Play Store and all those types of things. But a lot of people will say, well, I just couldn't get it to work. This is not like a QR code where you actually point your camera at the logo. You actually point it at the whole page. This is a AI visual generated software. So it's actually reading the whole page as a whole, not the logo. So you just want to make sure that the page is visible to the camera of the magazine, and boom, you'll see like a small white cloud go like kind of puff and swirl, and then all of a sudden it'll launch a video. It's really cool, Nick, technology that we've just kind of started implementing in our magazine. So it takes it to a whole new level. It takes still print and turns it into video. Super cool. Actually, the shirt I'm wearing, if you take your camera and point it to my shirt, I become a live
portrait.
Video billboard.
More than he already is.
I know, right? I know, right? All right, so let's get back to where we have you in here for, my dear, and that is to talk about where you work, which is OHB, stands for Olivera's Honeybees, out of Orland, California.
I have a little bit of a side hustle. Been doing it for about 5 years now. And Olivera's Honeybees is located in Orland. We do an annual event, and it's called the Hobby Day event. And it's our 14th annual Hobby Day event. And we like to coin the phrase, start your own beehive, because it is an opportunity for you to buy packaged bees and actually set up your own beehive. It's for hobbyists who actually are just starting out, or sideliners that have upwards of 1,000 hives. And then there's commercial beekeepers that actually have upwards of 10,000 hives. So this event is to get you started. And bees are just really, really important to the world in that they pollinate up to a third of what we eat. So we are really, one of our greatest accomplishments is just keeping our bees very, very healthy, giving them plenty of what they call forage, which is anything, you know, floral, fruit, anything that the bees actually eat, and then really fresh spring water. So we put our hives in areas that have those amenities so that our bees do very, very well.
So just so people know, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that know, but in case you don't, a company like Olivera's Honeybees would be considered an apiary. That's the term.
Yes.
And what's unique about your company is they're not just beekeepers. They don't have hives. They're not using them just for pollination, though that is a part of their business. Their core business is they are breeders of queens. So a lot of people don't realize, but this company is breeding queens that can be then packaged and sold all over the world to, again, people that are trying to start a hive, but for also big production companies that are other apiaries that are in the business of producing wax, honey, and then using those bees as pollinators for farmers, orchards, those types of things.
One of the biggest pollinations is our almond orchards. So yeah. that just happened.
Oh, she thinks she's a farmer now.
I am. Almond.
She uses the word almond.
I'm an egg. I have to do it.
So just a little bit of a backstory. I've always wanted to have bees, and last year I bought one of the packages, and we had purchased a hive. We live in the garden track. The city of Reading is really cool in that it does allow you, if you live within the city limits, to have a single hive on your lot. You can also have hens or chickens. So they've done a great job for those of us that still are city dwellers but have a little bit of, a farmer in us. So we have a garden in our backyard. We have a hive, that kind of stuff. We just pulled 75 pounds of honey from our hive.
Well, speaking of queens, okay, so we went in. Hobbyists oftentimes will start with an Italian queen because they're a little bit more gentle and for your first experience. And there, we have three different queens. So we have Carniolans, and we have Italians, and we have Saskatraz. Saskatraz is a queen bee that was bred in Canada, and they used genetics from German and Russian queens. And
German?
Those, I believe it was German.
I thought it was Italian.
You could be right. Yeah.
I thought it was the Italian honeybee,
Italian,
the Russian honeybee.
Italian because it's more mellow, and then the Russian has the ability to
handle
the environmental
swings
that happen, and temperature and mites and things like that. So it's an amazing queen. It's what we hang our hat on. So we went into it thinking we were getting an Italian, but they gave us a Saskatraz, and amazing honey producers. So, but they're a little bit more aggressive, not the word, but they're a little bit more to handle, especially for your first time out. So that's why it was so prolific with our honey production.
that's what we got. I don't know that that's what we had. We did. I don't know if we specified or asked what we asked for, but
we did specify.
Did we? Anyway, yeah. Let me tell you what these bees, these girls were.
The girls
were busy. And so Yvonne and I'd say, suit up. It's time to go in the backyard, and
you learn so much, though.
Very quickly. And you know what? I would suggest that you take a little time and bone up on what it is to do beekeeping, because it's not outrageously difficult, but it is,
there's a learning curve.
Well, that, and you also have to take the time, I mean, and I enjoyed it very much. It was fun. I love bees. I love to watch them work. I know you thought I was crazy, but I had a little stool and I'd go out and sit right by the hive and just sit there and stare at them and watch. And, I had a hive that had a side window that you could open up and actually see them working inside and capping the comb. And it was really cool. And actually my boys really liked it. They thought it was a lot of fun. Are there still opportunities
if
buy?
You go onto OHBEES.com, you can buy a package or more, or a Nook, which is the actual already built hive. Starts producing honey and brood.
We bought a package.
Package, okay. Yeah.
So the package was a little screened box that you could see all the bees in, and it was about like 3 pounds
of bees.
And then inside is a queen, and she's in a little cage with a candy plug. And I guess you just kind of have to let them be that way for a little bit to make sure that the
pheromones and stuff have to incorporate into the hive
to accept the queen. Yeah. And then we took the lid off of our hive and we poured the 3 pounds in, and then took her little cage and clipped it on the inside. And what they do is they eat through the little candy plug to let her out. And then at that point it keeps her safe until they've kind of accepted her. But they could feed her and take care of her and stuff through her little walled cage. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a really interesting thing. My thing was really scary because I got, when I was putting mine in, I was trying to manipulate the candy thing and I accidentally pushed it all the way in and I thought I crushed her. And I was like, oh my God.
First timer.
Yeah. And then she came out And I thought she flew away, but she actually flew right down inside the hive.
Inside
of the hive. Yeah, I was a hot mess. I was a hot mess.
But so this event actually is this Saturday, the pickup from 8 to 4. It's at the location of our Hive restaurant and bar. So we've incorporated it in what we do, which is our restaurant. We have a Bees to Blooms, which has equipment that actually, you know, for you to suit up and your Hive tools and all the things that you will need. We're having a small marketplace with local vendors. We're having a tri-tip barbecue. So we're making it a real community event along with package pickup. It changed over the years just because of the pandemic. We had done some huge events on our property.
Huge.
And we just found that now we're just a little bit more intimate. We actually able to take time with some of these new
beekeepers.
It's pretty
crazy to see people coming to pick up their nooks and stuff. There's a line.
They're so excited.
There's a line, mm-hmm. like it seems like miles long, people in their car, and then you drive up and give them your ticket or your code or whatever you download or whatever, and then they load your car up with bees. and then you take them home.
And Orland is just off of I-5. It's just an hour south of Reading, so it's an easy access. And the whole community is involved, so there's a lot of little boutiques in town that are bee-inspired.
Great day trip.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Honeybee Discovery Center is there as well, which we have a story in
so
this month.
So Orland's been deemed the
Valley of the Queens.
Valley of the Queens.
Yeah.
It's like their community.
The environment is actually very, it's a great environment for actually raising queens.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for us to take another break. We appreciate you coming in this morning, Yvonne, sharing with us what you are working on. Again, for those of you that are interested, even if you're not going to get bees, it's still a fun day to go down and do something and just check out Orland. There's a lot going on down there. And like she said, the museum, and then, you know, they have Hive there, which is their restaurant and bar, and Bees to Blooms, which is a cool gift store, all right on the corner. And I mean, literally just like a hop, skip, and a jump right off of I-5. So.
And great deals on honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can get the best honey. Yeah. You can get that at a Joy Store, too.
Yeah.
So thank you. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa?
All of our movies. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, Carlo Henry. I'm serenading our next guest, right?
Right.
All right. James Mazzotta, Enjoy Magazine.
And Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. And this segment is brought to you by Crackmaster. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He has been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing with Crackmaster. Crackmaster repairs are certainly a certainty, so you will know it will be a job well done. So good, he guarantees it. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster is at 3208 South Market. Call 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Well, that is a novel.
Yeah. And Jeff is actually a really cool dude.
No, he is. He's really good. That's where I always go. Because
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I have to say there must be some kind of juju on our family. But our windshields are constantly being cracked.
Yeah.
I can tell you at this very moment, every single car that we have right now has a cracked windshield.
Yeah.
It's every time we fix them, they break again. It makes me crazy. Anyway, but he does an amazing job. So, yeah. So, we are back, and we are here with, our second guest of the day, Mr. Carlo Henry, sorry. What do you actually like? Everybody,
you're called all sorts of things.
I know, you are called all kinds of things, but what do you like?
And some of them not so nice. it's funny, because my name is Carlo Henry, but...
It is Carlo Henry.
Yeah, my friends, like the people that know me from, like, years, they call me Henry, but here, for some reason, people started calling me Carlo.
Carlo. Oh.
I mean, I like them both. I'm both, so.
You are both. Well, I'll call you Henry.
Yeah. And I always call him Carlo.
Yeah, because, you know, for me, it's the same thing. If you've known me for any length of time, that's not 100% true, but those that know me forever since I was a kid still call me Jamie, right? Mm. And those that call me James usually have either worked with me for a long time because that was something that I had to change that's my birth name, but my dad asked me to go by James because he was a Jamie as well. And when we worked together, it got very confusing for the receptionist. So he said, you go by James, I'll go by Jamie now. That's when I became an adult. So.
So is your professional name?
Yeah. It's Brittany. No. So anyway.
So
Henry. Yeah.
You've been pretty darn busy.
Actually, we kind of took a break, a 3-month break from when we had the Winter Gallery down at the IOF, and it was not that we were not doing anything. We were just getting ready to see what was coming this year.
So and real quick, so because we just jumped right in, which is cool, but tell our listeners, you know, who you are and what you do, so that we had to have some context of what we're talking about.
I'm Carlo Henry, and I'm the creative director and founder of The Art Hunger. Mm-hmm. The Art Hunger is a project. I like to call it a project. And like you were saying earlier, it came about wanting to support the community, the creative community. Like hearing you talk about the magazine and your store, I find that a lot of people here have been doing the same thing, supporting the community, supporting the creativity, showcasing what's going on in town. I'm kind of new here in town. Mm-hmm. Next month is going to be 6 years since I became Ready Knight.
6 years is good. Is a good amount of time to get your tap root into the community. So you're getting established.
And I mean, coming into this community, excuse me. Coming into this community, I wanted to find people that were doing what I was doing before moving here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, maybe there were people doing stuff, but I was raised as an artist in a very underground art scene, kind of like taking over spaces, doing art parties, and
guerrilla art.
Yeah, there was not a lot of that point of view here, and especially there was not a lot of emerging artists that I knew as a new person in town. So I don't know. I decided to try and see what we could make to call those people out and maybe showcase them, and we started in 2018 doing an art fair market. It was in collaboration with the NorCal Outreach. Mm-hmm. We got a grant and we put together Art Outside, which was like a celebration of LGBTQ+ mm-hmm. artists. We had it at Turtle Bay. From then, Turtle Bay invited me to work with them to have Final Fridays in 2019. It was a series of makers market.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of people join there, and I feel like that's when the community of artists like started to feel comfortable meeting each other and working together. The Art Hunger was launched in 2020, February actually, at Hubs and Shops here at the Arts Council. We had a show called Hello Reading. We had 25 artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we got music. We got beer. We got a beer pong table. People were having fun. And that's kind of like what we do. We take over spaces and activate them and showcase local artists.
Yep.
And have a party. Like, it's about showcasing art and having fun and like really creating that sense of an experience instead of just walking into, not that I see that now, and even in museums, they showcase experiences, not just a show that you walk in with a top hat and a monocle, you know, like, and so, yeah, like, we've been doing this 2020, then the pandemic happened, we had a show, online, like, we built a whole, a virtual gallery, and you could put it on your VR set and like check out the art for that show.
Ooh,
a lot
could
of
put
people
a VR headset.
Yeah, like
That's cool.
Is that
still up?
It is up. Mm-hmm. You can check it out. And
we have a VR. My kids have a VR. I probably should try it
for that show because we do all like a lot of social media, like Instagram mostly, because it's a visual thing. For that show, we got people from the UK. We got people from Dallas, like New York.
Yep. That's what's so cool about. I mean, I guess if anything, the pandemic made people realize a lot more what the virtual world is, right?
Yeah, you had to be like it was a whole year and a half.
Yeah. And I love virtual as long as there's a good balance, right? Virtual is a place that you can go for a little bit of fun for a little bit of time and then come back to the real world and go back and forth. I just am afraid people are going to go into the virtual world and never come out.
Come back.
Yeah. So we have to take another break, and when we come back, we'll continue this discussion with Henry and talk about more things that are going to be happening with Art Hunger and some of the things that happened this weekend with Hops and Shops. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate Judiciary Committee has now started debating the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and specifically whether it should be advanced to the full Senate for consideration. Republican Chuck Grassley saying that Jackson has been less than forthcoming in providing information sought by the committee.
He asked for other documents having to do with probation filing in the Hawkins case. Judge Jackson told us that she can't get records for her old cases because of she's no longer a district court judge. That seems to be very convenient.
The Democrats hoping to confirm Jackson to the high court by week's end. There are calls for Russia to be held accountable for war crimes over the massacre of civilians and other atrocities allegedly committed by Russian troops in Ukraine. And while Putin's forces have pulled back from some areas, the British Defense Ministry is warning the invasion is far from over.
In an intelligence update, the ministry says the build-up in the east is part of Russia shifting its offensive to the Donbass region. The update adds Russian troops are moving into the area along with mercenaries from the Wagner private military group. Meanwhile, Britain says Russia's still trying to take the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen weeks of intense fighting, adding Mariupol is almost certainly a key objective of the Russian invasion, as it will secure a land corridor from Russia to the occupied territory of Crimea, which it annexed in 2014.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma in London. Shares of Twitter flying high this morning after it was revealed that Tesla CEO Elon Musk taking a 9.2% stake in Twitter. Wall Street stocks mixed so far. Right now, the Dow down 19 points, the NASDAQ up 186 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Metal Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Political turmoil in Sri Lanka, resulting in mass demonstrations on the streets of the capital. The BBC's Ashna Shukla is there.
Sri Lanka is in a churn, both economically that it has been going through, but now politically. There has been tremendous pressure on the current ruling dispensation of the Rajapaksa family here in Sri Lanka to move cabinet ministers and to have a reshuffle. But despite that, despite the 26 ministers resigning and the Prime Minister and the President discussing for new cabinet ministers, protests on the street continue.
China has sent more than 10,000 health workers from around the country to Shanghai, including 2,000 from the military, as it struggles to stamp out a rapidly spreading outbreak of COVID in its largest city under its zero COVID strategy. Shanghai conducting a mass testing of its 25 million residents. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
The results, preliminary results, are in on a pioneering drug decriminalization law.
2 years ago, Oregon became the first state to decriminalize possession of small amounts of heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, and other drugs. Instead of being a felony or misdemeanor, the law says possession is like a speeding ticket, carrying a maximum fine of $100. That fine can be waived by calling for a health assessment, which can lead to addiction counseling. But out of 2,000 citations for drug possession issued by the police, only 92 of those people who received them called the hotline. Jason Walker reporting.
It was a rough weekend for the airlines. More than 3,500 domestic flights canceled. Bad weather in Florida among issues blamed for the air travel turbulence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North State. I am James Nizzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. We're not Carl and Linda.
Yeah. This is normally when we would come in, right? So
right.
We just did the hour before on the low key. Now mm-hmm. we gotta pick it up, Rhonda. This is our segment. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is the Enjoy Hour. And we are super excited to be doing this morning, and hopefully Linda and Carl, wherever they are, having a great time. The beginning or the top of the hour is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been doing custom altering in homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location off of Caterpillar Road, sorry, a vocal local supporter, veteran-owned, and run with attention to detail and an eye for perfection. So I am a good friend. I was going to read the rest of this, but I'm just going to do a personal testimony for his ad support. Mike is awesome. Mike did our home. Mike did our countertops over at the Enjoy Store, and Mike just did the countertops for our coffee bar.
Beautiful work.
Beautiful
does really
work.
Great work.
Beautiful work. Yeah. Super easy. It's super simple to get done. Super professional. Super eye, like he said, eye for detail. He loves perfection, and has a great, workspace. I go out there all the time just to hang, check out all of his cool cars and stuff like that.
He's very creative too.
He is.
Yeah.
And, we had Hops and Chops this weekend, and he actually came, because he's the maker of our smoker barbecue that we have in-house, and he went ahead and cooked 10 tri-tips for us to hand out for Hops and Chops. Absolutely incredible. So thank you, Mike, at Estate Marble. And granted, if you are looking to make some kind of change in your home, sometimes it can be just as simple as swapping out countertops and bring a whole new life to what you're doing. So, yeah. When we left, we were talking to Henry with Art Hunger, and we were talking about I can't remember specifically what the last thing we were talking about, but good morning, Mr. Blake from Viva Downtown is just slowly flying in. It looks like you slept on the left side of your face.
Hey! Hey, we're on the radio. Don't give that away. Good morning.
So we just had Blake pop in because Blake is a great voice to have on the show and asks great questions. He's just a fun co-host that we bring on from time to time and part of the Viva Downtown and kind of Art Hunger and Enjoy family. I mean, we're like a big soup that everybody is throwing throwing a piece in, right?
Perfect. It's overcast today. I'm glad you said soup.
So what were we discussing when we left, Henry? Do you remember?
We were preparing for
oh, you were talking
what's
about
coming up.
Yeah, so we need to talk about. You talked a little bit about what you guys have done mm-hmm. through the pandemic, working at the IOOF hall, and then you also did and participated Saturday in Hops and Chops, you took a great space that I just didn't even know was there, and I've been there 1,000 times, but the Arts Council, the brick building downtown here, mm-hmm. has a beautiful little square patio.
Courtyard. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, but whenever I came to the Arts Council, I would tell people, like, we need to do something there. Like, it's pretty. Let's do it. And I kept telling everybody, like, hey, I want to do something there. I want to do something there. And Nancy, the new executive director at the Arts Council, they wanted to do something for Hubs and Shops. And I'm like, how about that space? I want to go in there and clean it up. And we put some lights on the trees and it looks pretty. And now it's ready for people to use it. And I
don't know how I have lived here this long and didn't even know it was there. And gone in and out 1,000 times to do events and stuff and just mm-hmm. never saw it.
You're not the only one, Jim.
But it's gated, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gated. It's the city of Reading Park. It's the smallest park that the city of Reading oversees. And it took the Art Hunger maybe a couple of days to revitalize it completely.
Well, it's beautiful because it's got like, is it concrete or is it brick?
It's like
ground?
Pavers.
It's brick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we went in there, we started cleaning, and then during Hubs and Shops, we had some panels, we had artists, we had the beer. And
what brewery did you guys have?
We got Lusk.
Lost Coast?
Yeah, you guys got Lost Coast. I wanted to pair Lost Coast with the Art Hunger because Lost Coast beer designs are so artistic. Mm-hmm. And they're also part of the Eureka Cultural District and we're the Reading Cultural District. I felt like that would be smart.
Yeah. So it was a very fun event. Like I said, the artists were enjoying themselves. A lot of people
came
in.
How many different artists?
We had 18 artists.
Oh, wow.
And each one of them sold a piece. Couple of pieces. So people are supporting the local artists. Mm-hmm. We're trying to showcase them and let the community know that owning original art is cool. Like having art in your house is cool. And I'm so happy that everyone got a chance to sell one of the pieces. I don't know. If you've seen when an artist sells a piece, their faces are like, yay, I need a home for the thing that I made, hunching over a desk or, you know. It was great. I loved it. And just seeing all the people that came into downtown, I went down to the IOF, a lot of people. And it feels great to see the community coming out, supporting the businesses, and being friendly with each other, you know, like I saw a lot of people meeting each other, having fun, dancing. We had a DJ out there and people started dancing and that's fun.
That's cool. And another thing I want to mention is, Carlo is our curator at Riverfront Playhouse. So with every play, he hangs new art and we are so appreciative and he does such a great job and he matches, he kind of matches them up with
themed kind of what
you're
doing.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't know that you have taken a new role as well outside of Enjoy, and you are the new president of Riverfront.
Yep.
Because you weren't busy enough.
Right, right. I have a great support group, so it's all good.
Yeah. So what? What do you have in store?
Well, maybe you know that last year, Viva Downtown gave us the opportunity to have a residency, a 3-month residency at the IOF. Mm-hmm. We were the first ones to go in there and make something.
Yeah, what you guys did with the TVs and the windows, that thing, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. We displayed a lot of art.
Sold a lot of art.
And I feel like people kind of understood the way we do things, because before Viva Downtown and this opportunity, we were very, like, just one-off, just going, one day we have the show, we pick up and go home. But this one, we had a proper gallery, and we were trying to do the team shows. Those team shows are, I enjoy them because I see the whole how each artist makes a special piece for that and it, with a different point of view. And we got to host the works of 125 different artists over 3 months. We sold more than 300 pieces.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it was great. This year, we're coming back. Okay. And it's about the opportunities that we've been able to get. Like Rhonda said, when she asked me to do the gallery wall at Riverfront, I'm like, sure, let's do it. I have artists. You have walls. Let's do it.
Which then says to me, I need to have a conversation with you.
All right. Let's do it.
We had some things that we've been talking about doing where, you know, a lot of people in the store have said, oh, I do art. Mm-hmm. And of course, I try to give them your name so that, you know, they can become part of that artisan community. But for us, really, too, you know, we used to carry a lot of art, but it's kind of hard to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Artists and all the different arts. And, you know, because it goes up on the wall, it kind of affects the space
mm-hmm.
and what it feels like. So we've talked with Brandy, who's going to be one of our guests today, and she is the owner, operator of Bernsini Vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to do active in the art space,
mm-hmm.
But we want to do it in a way where, you know, we would do a feature night where
yeah.
we would have portable walls that roll and we could hang art in the mm-hmm. store and then have like an opening with wine service and that kind of stuff and then just cater to that artist for like a month, mm-hmm. right? So that we can continue to be part of the support of the art community, but do it in a way that's just kind of more hyper-focused, and yeah. I think you would be great for that.
I feel like there's a lot of ways to showcase art and a lot of local artists. It's just finding the opportunities, getting the artists to come out and really put themselves out there. You know, I know it is kind of scary sometimes as someone that makes something and then put it out there for people to maybe like it or not.
Yeah,
that's what's great. And I know lots of artists. My best friend in the entire world is an artist. And, yeah, they're sensitive souls in a lot of ways. They don't like rejection and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
but
so,
it's art.
But mm-hmm. it's art. And
yeah.
When you're an artist, you just have to realize that it's in the eye of the beholder, right? Like, what stirs
sure.
your soul? And not everybody's souls are stirred by the same things.
Mm.
I think Carla did a great job this last summer finding artists of all walks of life. From new artists to artists that have been working for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and they're all different styles and mediums.
Yeah.
The Art Hunger, you know, Viva was able to find Art Hunger, which is so glad that we're talking about Hops and Shops. The first time we got to see Art
yeah.
Hunger was at Hops and Shops a couple of years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. he's saying. Yeah.
And then the time that Carlo and I got to talk was when he was activating the Carnegie stage
mm-hmm.
with a mural piece that four other artists were working on over a weekend span.
That was cool.
That was
that
really
was
exciting.
Cool.
I mean, I feel like whatever is happening now, it would not have happened without Blake. Blake has been super supportive of what we've been doing, and just getting to work with him is like, hey, we're doing the same thing. I'm just doing the art. You're doing reaching out to the community. Let's do it together. And it's been great.
Just a couple of happy-go-lucky lads downtown.
For sure.
Putting it together. Thank you.
Brothers.
Yeah, brother. All right. Well, we have to take another break. And, Henry, I just want to say thank you so much for coming
in
and spending the morning here. And what's the best way for people to find out what you're doing?
Check out the website, theartshunger.com. We're more active on social media.
Uh-huh.
Just go to Instagram, check theartshunger, and you'll find everything about what we're doing in there.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Thank you. We're going to take
Thanks
a break.
Thanks for being here.
We'll be right back.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrest, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released, featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums, Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yes, listen to the Jacksons. Enjoy yourself. That's our motto, isn't it, my dear?
It is.
Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR. This is Your Talk Radio with James Mazzotta and
Rhonda Alvey.
And we're filling in for Linda and Carl, who are out somewhere in the world. I'll just say they're on assignment. Hopefully they're just having fun.
They're having fun.
This is our second hour already. I can't believe it's already going.
It goes fast.
Yeah, right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-2750. You know, bring your jewelry in probably for fixing, cleaning. I think you're supposed to bring your diamonds and things in every year maybe to just make sure that they're secure and in place and not going to fall out. And, you know, or if you like need somebody like me, I would guess that you could go in and have your rings resized bigger and bigger and bigger as you continue to grow with age. Why don't you take it from here, Rhonda? We have a call-in guest.
We do have a call-in guest. Is she on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Susan. We have Susan.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. This is Susan Doherty, and Susan is responsible for bringing a play to Riverfront Playhouse, three plays by Howard R. Patterson, and it's running. It ran last weekend, and it's running again this weekend. So, thank you for being here, Susan. Can you tell?
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about the three plays.
Well, the three plays that these are plays that Howard wrote during the stay-at-home from the pandemic, and Howard has been active in theater for 50 years. The three plays, the first one of them, Vince and Saul, is about two men who are basically what we would refer to as knee breakers for a mob boss, but they have good hearts and they take care of those they care about, including their favorite barmaid, Trudy. The second play, Flow and Sin, is about two homeless women that are not only women but senior citizens out on the streets that have a very, very tight bond together. And one that still believes in hope and the other that's kind of given it up. But they plan to make their way somehow from this big city they're in to Florida. And it's full of humor and pathos and everything you'd want out of a play. The last play is Cal Pepper, Devereaux, and Tanqueray Bodine. And they have been a country western music duo for over 20 years. And it, as it's a radio or a TV show interview with Thad Duncan. And as Thad introduces them, he tells them it'll be about the highs and the lows of the stories of their life on the road and in the recording studios. And it is nonstop laughter, great stories. With these three plays, it's kind of everything you'd want in a night of theater. You know, you can laugh, you can have your heart touched, and leave with a smile on your face.
They are.
And I'll sum it up, Rhonda.
That is, yes, and I was able to watch them this weekend, and they are really,
so
really
is this
well done.
A one-ticket purchase, and you come watch three
That's
small
correct.
Shows?
Yep.
Right.
Back
yep.
to back
they
to back?
They are one-act plays, and so the
oh.
entire night with the three one-acts runs about the same as a regular show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, how clever. I love that.
Right. And they were really good. The, they And they are, the second one, Flow and Sin, was very...
heart-touching.
Yeah, very, very much. And the first one was really funny, and the last one was really funny. So
you guys have been doing a really great job with the content that you've been showing.
Yeah.
You've got a lot. I mean, from our perspective at Enjoy, since we're a ticketing agent, I mean, Steel Magnolias sold out
yeah.
over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
But this is kind of an interesting situation because Susan lives in Crescent City
mm-hmm.
and Howard, they both live in Crescent City, and they brought these plays to our theater, and all of the actors are local except Susan and Howard are in a couple of plays, and the directors are local as well. So hopefully you'll get a chance to come and see it. They're very funny. They're $20 for the three plays, and they're playing Friday night at 7:30 and Saturday at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. So
just those two shows?
Three shows.
Oh, three shows.
Yeah,
okay.
Three shows, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep.
Okay. Short but sweet all the way around.
Really great fun. Really good. Susan, I'm really glad that you were able to call in. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to say that Howard and I so appreciate the reception that we've gotten at Riverfront. All of the effort that both you and Riverfront have gone to you know, help us get these plays out, and we're just having the time of our life. And I left last weekend, finally home again after 10 days, and so happy that we had, over these months, gone to this trouble to bring this to Reading and to Riverfront Playhouse. And so anyway, I hope everybody comes out to see them. It's just a great night of theater and might leave you thinking a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep,
that's it.
All right, Susan, well
thank you so much.
Susan. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Me too. Okay, bye-bye.
Rhonda, tell us the best way for people to get tickets.
You can get tickets online at www.riverfrontplayhouse.net. Or you can get tickets at Enjoy the Store. Come on in and get your tickets. We don't do them by phone at the store, though, so you do have to come in.
Yeah, you do. That's so if you're just going to make a day out to Enjoy the Store and shop, or you're out downtown, you can just stop and get them. And
can buy them at the door as well.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
yep.
People forget that you can. So, yeah, so that's super cool. You guys have done a good job with what you guys have been putting on. I mean, you always have. Obviously, that's why you've been around for 40-plus years. But We've seen a real uptake, and I think also a lot of that is just that people are really interested in getting back out in the community.
That is a big part of it, I think, and also it's a new theater, so people are anxious to see what it's like.
That's the cool thing. I mean, the theater just goes on and on and on. I mean, if you're there just to see a show, quite often you'll probably just be going into one of the – you'll have the really cool patio, but then you'll have the area where the bar is and stuff, and then you usually go right into the theater. But there's so much more to the theater. There are rooms everywhere, and the dressing rooms and – all that stuff are so cool, and all the mirrors with the lights, and it makes you really feel like, you're...
Yeah, who would have thought that a physical therapy building would end up being a theater?
Yeah, I know. I still wish, my ultimate wish for you guys was to be able to put the theater over the pool, which you did.
We did.
But that you could actually draw the slide it back, and then there would be a pool, and you could do the old movies where the people were diving into the pools, and the waterfalls, and everybody was doing big statuette things in the water back in the glory days.
That's a whole other fundraiser.
Right?
Yeah.
So before we introduce our next guest, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be coming back with
Michelle McIntyre.
Yeah, and she's actually featured in this month's magazine. Great photo. Yeah, so sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I wanna be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day. I wanna be a producer, sport a top hat and a cane. I wanna be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too.
give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yes, yes, strong woman. Welcome back, everybody. We're at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey. We're both filling in for Carl and Linda today.
Yeah,
and
the two-hour jaunt.
I know, it's already an hour and a half in.
Hey, glad I joined you guys on that second hour.
Yeah.
Ooh, Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. Thank you, guys. It feels like Thursday night.
We
got a little support, so you bring in Blake for the little extra juice, little pump, right?
It's always good to hear his voice, too.
So, my dear, why don't you take us to our next guest?
So, our next guest is the owner, founder, and operator of Elite Bar Fitness Studio, and her name is Michelle McIntyre.
And she is also our feature in this month's magazine for My Town.
You can read about
beautiful photo.
Yep, on page 15. She is our My Town person. So, Michelle, thanks for being here.
Good morning. It is a pleasure. Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came into this business?
Okay, great. Well, I'm a native here in Reading.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yep, I was born, I'm not going to say the year, but so I was here early on. Actually, I started with Reading Dance Center and with Debbie at the age of four. And then my parents got a transfer. My dad, being in CHP, we go all the way down to Southern California. And then we ended up coming back up later in, the late 70s, up to Napa in the Napa area. And but just always, we always came up here for our vacations. This is where our whole family is. And so Shasta Lake was just something just really truly, you know, great childhood memories. And so we always came up here every year for our vacations, even when we lived, you know, 600 miles away, towing the boat, you know, with all
my wife
the gear
and their family
packed.
Did the same thing, yeah.
Okay, great, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, I lived in Napa for, you know, several years, 25 years plus, whatever, and so ended up, do you want to hear all of it? What do you want to hear?
Yeah, a little, yeah, I mean.
Okay, so, you know, I was, you know, very fortunate to be in the wine industry for many years, wineries and restaurants there in Napa Valley, and then I ended up going into real estate and then corporate world in mortgage and you know, doing a lot of, you know, commuting and flying back and forth, St. Louis, and it was a fabulous experience in sales and so forth. And then I ended up, you know, getting married. I was in Napa, Sacramento area, and our family still was here. And so we ended up moving back to Reading in 2009. And Reading has always been my home away from home, you know. And I always wanted to move back here just because of the beauty.
It has a way.
The mountains, the you know, outdoor life, and I wanted to be able to give that to my daughter, and who was 2.5 at the time when we moved up here. So, but I always had dance, and I loved dance, and that was my passion, actually water skiing and dancing number one. And so, but I love fitness, too. And even though when I was in corporate world and things, I was out of dance at the moment, and that was such a void in my life for so long. And so when I had the opportunity, when I came back up here in 2009, I had the opportunity to recreate myself, so to speak. So I started getting into getting myself, you know, certified as a fitness instructor and got back into dance. And so I created dance and fitness in this beautiful fitness workout that I offer at the studio, which is a ballet bar strengthening conditioning workout all in one. So we opened that. I started that in 2013. I call myself, I was like a gypsy, you know, running around in different studios, or I should say gyms. It was the YMCA that gave me my first shot. And then I was able to, you know, work in other gyms in the area. I had about 6 different places each week I would go to. And then finally in 2015, I was able to go independent. A wonderful lady, Jerry Campbell, she gave me the break where I could have my own studio. And so since 2015, here we are, and it's growing, you know, just we have 100 plus members now.
That's amazing.
Great.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Even through COVID and all the fires and everything.
Uh-huh. So where exactly is your studio now?
We are on Bocelli. So it's 2676 Bocelli Lane. We are right there by Bagel Deli in that same complex.
Uh-huh.
So Shasta Boot Co., Kimberly's Dog Grooming. I'm giving them all plugs right now. So, yeah, we've been there for 5 years. We were before over behind Rayleigh's off of the Hartnell in a little strip there, and now we have this new location, which is it's been working for us.
Good. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
is it open to, are you always open for new people to come sign up? And
absolutely.
Yeah. Is it all women?
It is all women. Uh-huh. Yes, it is all women. I wanted a workout that would empower women, that would give ladies the ability that if they had never had dance before, that they can still come in without any dance experience and get a wonderful workout, an exquisite workout that's, you know, strengthening from head to toe. But it's more for like a feminine workout. You know, it's designed to, you know, build beautiful, lean body mass, not bulk up, low impact, but it has high cardio. You know, we offer just tons of stretching in between in our class. So, you know, we're tightening and toning, but they're also stretching and lengthening the muscles at the same time for more of a dancer's physique.
Nice.
How would you describe an actual, like, workout in the class? Like, what is bar?
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you for asking. So our typical workout. Yeah, no, well, it's not booty bar. I mean, we do definitely work the booty.
I was going to say, because then I heard that term somewhere, booty bar, and I'm like, what's that? You just put your booty on a bar or what? I mean.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So bar basically, B-A-R-R-E, is the bar that ballerinas use. And actually, a little history, back in the 1600s, ballerinas, when they didn't have their dance partner, they would use the bar off the wall, and that was their balance when they would do their pirouettes and their turning and so forth, so they would have the bar to hold on to. And so, you know, when we go to dance class, a traditional dance class, ballet, we have the bar, which is a good 30-minute warm-up usually. And so in my workout, we use the bar a good 30 minutes, and that's more of where our cardio part is. And so we're standing at the bar, you know, if we have one hand at the bar, we're, you know, side angle, and we'll be swinging our leg, you know, forward, back, side, back. We could be facing the bar as well. And really, truly, you know, we're just using just the full body from head to toe, from leg swings to doing little pulses and, you know, sitting down into like a squat, you know, position, pliés, so forth. And so you're strengthening literally from the inside out, tightening and toning in every single small muscle, large muscle. I have ladies that will come from other gyms or so forth and different types of workouts, and they say, wow, you know, I am amazed at how many muscles
I didn't know I had that muscle.
Right?
It hurts.
Yeah, and then they are sore for a few days. So, but it's fantastic. You know, I've been doing this workout since 2013, and I speak with my own experience that it truly, you can feel it working from inside out, and you know, you may not see the results immediately on the outside because it is all working literally internally, and then it does show, you know, on the outside. You get leaner, stronger, you lose weight. And in fact, we have helped hundreds of ladies lose weight in our boot camps and so forth through the years. We have, you know, boot camps going all the time, and that is really fun and inspiring to help others and to help them reach their goals and, you know, just to get healthier and feel better and more confident, you know.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, in the workout is, you know, a side effect of working out, obviously, is what it does to you, it's your appearance, right?
Right.
But I just get so tired of everybody's side of the story of, you know, oh, you know, we're being driven to do this and do that. My thing is, you know what? Go do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it and not go into it as a thought of having to, that it's going to make you look a certain way. The whole thing about working out really should be about your health.
And your mind.
And your mind, yeah. Yep. I mean, moving, it triggers endorphins and what makes your mind clear and alleviates stress, and the stretching and all that kind of stuff is it's just good for you. I mean, I don't care who you are. It's just good for you, and just live there, right? You
right.
don't have to carry all or bring in all the other baggage that comes along with it. And that's the starting point, right? It's just
absolutely
getting yourself to make the choice to do something and then following through and executing and then finding the ability to stay consistent.
Absolutely.
Because that's where I always fall apart. Yeah. I get all hurrah, hurrah, right? And I go in and I work myself to death. And then, like, 3 weeks in, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm done. End scene.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. You do have to find the right workout that works best for you, the one that makes you feel good. And if you can find a workout that inspires you and where you want to go back,
yeah,
that is...
Well, I just always, for me, it's always like, you know, I get on the scale and then I go do this and then I flex in the mirror, right? And right. There's all this stuff, right? And it's like, that's really kind of what drives... brings some of the negativity back to the workout instead of mm-hmm. it just being about, you know, just being, just do it.
Right.
And not worry about all the things that surround it.
Exactly. You know, and I think a lot of people get caught up in the aesthetics, right, mm-hmm. and how they look. But with us.
And I get that. Yeah. I get that. But.
And with our community of women, it is such a wonderful, welcoming, encouragement, uplifting community. All, you know, our ladies are like-minded, and we're just really fortunate that we all come together, we work out together, and we encourage one another, all shapes, all different sizes, all different ages, all different abilities.
Come forward.
All different abilities.
Yeah, there you go.
And it really is truly a one-of-a-kind type of community, I have to say. And then the workout is, you know, I'm going to be biased. I think it's exquisite. And, but, you know, I would say that, you know, you have to find the right workout for you. And it's not all about looks. It is totally about your health. It's about improving your health, your internal, you know, your blood work, you know, are the blood work completely improves, you know, when you start getting that cardiovascular system working again and when you're, you know, just doing the extra little cardio, you know, 20, 45 minutes that you get, it's just really great for you to for your health. And then your confidence improves too.
What is the best way for somebody to reach out to you if they're interested? Do you have a website?
Yeah, great. Great, great, great.
And I know that's a sore subject right now. You just told me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, of all days, of course, our website is it's in maintenance right now. But you can go to our app. We have our app. So it's Elite Bar Fitness Studio. Just, you know, if you have an Android or an iPhone, type in Elite Bar Fitness Studio. It is a free app. You can see everything that we have available, our schedule. You can see our great packages available right now. And then you can also go to Facebook. We have a Facebook page, again, Elite Bar Fitness Studio. And we do have another site that you can go to right now, and it's called wellnessliving.com. It's wellnessliving.com/schedule/Elite Bar. And bar is B-A-R-R-E.
Yep.
But that, anyways.
That's going to throw somebody off.
Right. It's not the bar. It's not the drinking bar. But it is the two R's bar, mm-hmm. The ballet bar. Let's see. And then we have great packages right now. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, real quick. Okay. We have to take a break. But yeah, because we're going to go out with you and then bring in our next guest.
Okay,
so just
great.
Give it to us.
Okay, perfect. We have a two-week special right now at $29, and it's for unlimited classes. So you can come check us out for $29, 2 weeks unlimited classes. And then we have our next boot camp is coming up on March 25th. So you can come check us out. Our ladies, they, you know, lose on the average of 8 to 10 inches, about 5 pounds, and you feel amazing. So
what's the phone number?
Phone number 530-515-4744. Again, 530-515-4744.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for participating in Enjoy Magazine and letting us do a feature on you in my town.
Thank you. It has been such a pleasure.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so
much. Have a good rest of your morning.
Thank you.
Sit back and relax. We'll be right back.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
It's April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at coolaprilnights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Also, mark your calendars for the big show April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month.
Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sweet cherry wine. You're listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your community talk radio. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we're filling in today for Linda and Carl, who are out on assignment having fun somewhere. And we have been holding up the studio for the last 1 hour and, 50 minutes?
Yep.
So we got 10 minutes to go, and we've brought in the big guns for the last segment, Miss Brandy Green. Miss Brandy Green to finish us off here. And Miss Brandy Green is a jack of all trades.
A Jill of all trades. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Come on, Jane.
It's the shirt. It threw me off. It looks like you're falling timber.
Ready for anything.
You are the owner, operator, everything mixer, squisher of Bernsini Wines in Cottonwood.
Those are all my titles written on my actual squisher.
That's on our LinkedIn. Yeah.
Brittany Squisher.
Yes.
But you are also the chair?
The chair for the Shasta Land Trust Board of Directors.
Yep. Among many other things that you obviously very much active community member.
There are a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. And some new ones. I don't even know if you can share anything yet.
I don't know that they're public yet.
Yeah, so we won't, but I kind of heard through the grapevine, so.
Oh. Okay. You know? Oh, it's still working great.
The grapevine. See how I did that?
Oh.
Yeah. They're busy. Growing tentacles and sharing
Absolutely.
Information. So, real quick, one of the things that we are super excited about, and one of my favorite things, is that you have opened your secondary tasting room for Bernsini Vineyards in the Enjoy Store.
Yeah, it's been 4 months now? Almost four months to the day.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Which has been fantastic. It's been a learning experience. There was a growth curve there, mm-hmm. but we got it all done, and it's been fantastic to have a home
in downtown Reading to have a supportive home with you guys where you want to see us succeed, and we get to do kind of some collaboration pretty regularly, but also we just get to buoy each other's ideas. I think that's one thing as a small business owner, when you're the only one running the ownership team, it can be a little lonely, and it's hard to, you know, go to your hourly employees and constantly ask them for feedback. They aren't always able to share honest feedback with you in that way. And even though I have a really open line of communication with my employees, they sometimes just don't feel like it's their place to say. And having other small business owners right there in the store with me to chat about and to build up ideas with has been fantastic. It's been a great opportunity to get in front of more people with our wine, folks who knew the winery existed. We've been in business for 22 years, but when you hear Bowman Road and you hear Cottonwood, it seems like it's a long ways away, and it's not. You know, we're 15 minutes from downtown Reading, but on a Thursday evening, it's a lot easier to grab a glass of wine on Market Street than it is at the end of Bowman Road.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the only difference is that you guys have the really cool experience of being actually that other tasting room actually in the vineyard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
and there's nothing that's quite like being amongst the actual.
Yeah, to know that you know the vines you're looking at are what produced the grapes that you're drinking, and to be able to hear about the processes and the changes that we've made, and
we've
put in.
That's the big thing too for me. I know that probably, you know, it's also very cool to that you're the owner, operator, and maker, and all those things along with your staff. So there's so much more information that can be gleaned from your wines, drinking your wines, because you're so active, right?
Like certainly.
Quite often the time you're in our tasting room here and to share and talk about the wines and how it's grown, and because you're also part of the land trust, you're very much into the science side of a organic, you know, and how you grow your grapes and
absolutely. So since day one, I have had unending efforts to move from a more conventional type of farming to using sustainable and regenerative focus, which is a big part of what a lot of the Shasta Land Trust does with the different ranchers whose properties we conserve is looking at regenerative. In fact, quite a few of the properties we conserve use regenerative practices in their ranching, in their cattle ranching. And it's really wonderful to get to support and see those businesses improve, see their product improve, see the public come to recognize how special their product is and how different it is from what else is on a store shelf. And so, yeah, I mean, it is better for our bodies. It is better for our community and for our ecosystem. As, you know, my day job, my environmental science job, it's what I do day in and day out. It's just how I apply it. So some days I'm applying it to the wine I'm making. Some days I'm applying it to land conservation. And other days I'm literally taking the soil samples. So
see, wouldn't you want to drink wine from somebody that's doing that versus just some big machine somewhere that's just cranking out,
and you're right,
billions of tons of grapes that they're, you know, flooding with sprays and
with who knows what.
Whatever.
And more so what goes into the winemaking side of things. I do take a pretty low intervention approach. I want to make sure that the grapes that are going into the bottle are as luscious and beautiful as possible, but I want to make sure that I'm not throwing in a whole bunch of extra chemicals. I'm not using plastics to fine your wines. And so I sometimes hear from folks like, I saw a little bit of sediment in the bottom of my bottle. What's that about?
Oh, you're
that
so
bad?
Lucky is what I would have said.
But, right.
You're so lucky.
Well, and sometimes I can get away with telling them the story of wine diamonds. It's the tartaric acid and it sparkles in the light. And but the truth is it means that I've not used any heavy chemicals to fine their wine. There's not been this massive manipulation in the product that they're drinking. It is much more closer to what you expect or what you think is in a wine bottle.
Well, you drink tea, you drink coffee, and a lot of times there's sediment down at the bottom when you're finally done. I mean, that just says that it's real.
And, you know, it's not a quality issue unless you perceive it to be, but it definitely is an indicator of the type of processes used, or more importantly, the type of processes not used in your winemaking. And so there's almost a little bit of trust or a head nod to, okay, I'm drinking something I can believe in.
Mm-hmm. So give me the hours. So I'll tell real quick. So right now, currently, until our kitchen is approved, we are doing wine tasting at the facility here in downtown Reading, 1261 Market Street, the Enjoy Store, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 to 8.
Yes.
You can buy bottles of wine to put in your gift baskets and all that kind of stuff, or if you just need to grab one and take it home, any day of the week that we're open, so that's not an issue. What about hours and operations and booking, you know, something out at the
tasting. So at our Cottonwood facility, Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 5 p.m. is our tastings, and you can call 530-227-5605 for a private tasting throughout the week. And honestly, if you get Bernsini into Google, they will find us, our social media or our website, because it's a made-up word.
Yeah. and so you do all kinds of things out there. So I know you just did a wedding this weekend.
Yeah, we had a beautiful wedding on Saturday. We have quite a few private events coming up, you know, company parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a field-to-fork dinner planned out in the vineyard, which is
I saw the menu.
Epic.
It's five courses.
Yeah, well, it's going to be wonderful. My mouth is watering thinking about it. we have a concert series coming up in the summer. We do a lot May, June, July before it gets too hot.
Yeah. So we have about a minute left here. Anything else you'd like to share as far as...
Yeah, one more little plug here. Mm-hmm. So as the chair for the Shasta Land Trust Board, we have our annual Wild Ways kickoff, which is the beginning of our events for the entire year supporting land conservation, and it's on April 10th. So check that out.
That's a great one. Yeah, definitely check it out. So anyway, it has been absolutely wonderful spending the last 2 hours with you. Yes, we did it, and we really appreciate you, Linda and Carl, and just have a good rest of your week. Enjoy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.